roads were. They just followed cow trails around because they, some of you know, were so crooked. The old roads were so crooked.
Yeah. What about a little road that would go off from the main road? It would be.
I don't know. I know you're trying to get a word, but I don't know the word.
Well, like if you're driving out to, say, if you're getting off 15, say, driving out, or off 79 going out to Alltimer, a little road that might go off of that would be a...
Well, now, of course, I don't know what you think about, of course, yeah, so off the main highways now, of course, now what you consider them, they're county roads, but you're not thinking about that. Of course, they used, like I said, pig trail or a cow path or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But one of those little things outside of town like that would be county road? Or?
Well, of course, there are a lot of county roads, or in fact, all the roads that are kept up now are either...
Well, when you use kept up, use that word broadly, because I rode on one today that about shook my teeth out.
Well, there's some of them not kept up.
Yeah.
Because
the one going to the house down there in the country is supposed to be a county road going by there, and after we had all these freezing and thawing and snow and stuff, you got stuck right in the middle of it. I mean, really, just bogged down. Everybody came down through there, got stuck. And just quit trying to get through it. It was impossible. Just couldn't get through.
The roads all tore?
Well, it had been gravel, but the gravel had, you know, gotten away and deteriorated, and there hadn't been any put on there lately. And it's not one of the main county roads. It's just I don't know what you might call it, secondary. Well, it is a secondary, but it's not even a first line county road. But
so the roads now, it's all tore?
Yeah, it's in pretty bad shape. Part of it does pretty good where the... But when you get those spots where the gravel gets out of them, you just, where you're getting stuck, you just couldn't even see any gravel.
Yeah. Now suppose you turn off the public road and go down the road towards a man's house.
Lane?
That'd be a...
Yeah, a lane. Go down the lane.
Now, you were talking about a pig trail.
I've heard certain roads go, like I know that one down the country is the Davis Lane. It's between two farms, and they call it Davis Lane.
Yeah. Now, you used to, before you had cars, you remember when you had wagons and things like that? You ever drive?
I don't ever remember. Ever since I didn't remember, they had some kind of old cars, because they were pretty...
Yeah. Grandmother had one of those
electric? Yeah, they had an electric car. Of course, my grandmother never did drive it or anything, but she was, at that time, my grandfather died, and she was living with my aunt, and they'd go out, and my aunt and my mother would drive the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know you'd never have seen one of those.
No, they're coming back, though, I hear.
Well, that thing was a pretty good deal, but it was an enormous thing. The batteries were enormous. The thing was kind of like this, and then it went out both ends, and it had great big batteries in the front and the back, kind of like a hood on the front and the back of the things, and you'd have to recharge those batteries. Had to have some kind of big old recharger thing. They had, whenever they got back in the garage there, they'd just plug in that thing and charge those batteries back up. But it was a big contraption that charged those batteries. Of course, I was awful young when... Remember, I don't remember what it looked like, but it looked like a whole lot more, big old generator or something.
Yeah. Now, what do you, when your car gets squeaky, you might go in the gas station and...
Never lubricate or grease?
Yeah.
Most people say grease, get your car greased.
Yeah.
Instead of lubricated.
Right. Okay, you say you get your car greased, and they put axle... Maybe on the axle, they put axle
grease.
Okay.